It's all come down to this then. With one game to go, we know that victory would secure a top six finish and another go at the League One playoffs. It's been an exciting end to the season, hasn't it? But it goes without saying that no one wants it to be over this weekend. Lars Sørensen was on media duty and says everyone in the side is looking forward to the game.
I think we believe in ourselves. I think we've always done that. I think we really believe in ourselves, but like, we've got good momentum and we've had that for a while. And I think in football, that's so important. So we go on the pitch and instead of fearing whatever, but we always go there like we want to win, and that's the mentality we have. And yeah, we believe in ourselves, and I think we show that.
And you have that goal threat now, which you didn't have in the first part of the season. Obviously, players like Ben House coming back from injury, but also Joe and Freddie in different ways coming either into the club or back in the club, and they both played a key role on Saturday.
Yeah, no, but I think it's one of them. Like, probably early on in the season, we probably also had a goal threat. We probably just didn't have the sort of momentum that we had. So, and everybody chips in, and in moments when we're doing better, that's when, you know, I mean, the more goals it gets, like normally it tends to happen with doing well. But no, of course, like they're doing well. We're doing well as a team, and we defend well, and then somebody needs to score the goals, and happy whoever does that.
Having seen the video of the goals, I'm a bit surprised you came on the pitch after the second goal. It looked like you were going to be right in with the fans when they joining in with the nuns.
Yeah, that was funny, wasn't it? But no, that's what it's all about. Do you know what I mean? Like, obviously, we are so geared up for the game and we really want to win. And that second goal just felt like it was just such a good moment. And obviously, the travelling fans, there were so many there. And it was sort of perfect, the goal that they were behind, and we could just join in. So if you don't plan it, it's just what happens, where the moment takes you. But that's the good bit about football.
And what about yourself? How do you feel your game has developed in the last season, and particularly working under Michael?
I've sort of been happy on a personal view. I think I've developed in the position. Obviously, it's my first full season of playing as a wing-back, right-back, wing-back, whatever you want to call it. And I've really enjoyed it. I really have. You always learn. You can, wherever old you are, whatever you're doing, you're always learning. And I think I've done that this season and kept putting layers on my game. So hopefully I can keep doing that.
When you look at the game on Saturday, it's kind of one, isn't it? Again, with the two teams who've been the form teams of the second half of the season. If you look at Lincoln's Point Hall since Blackpool, and look at what Portsmouth have done, two teams at slightly different positions, obviously, in the table, but who've been picking up lots of points.
Yeah, no, but obviously we know Portsmouth, like, they've just been champions, what was it, two games ago, and you won't be champions that early if you're not a really, really good team throughout the whole season, do you know what I mean? So we have been really good the last few months, but they have sort of matched us in that, so that just shows how good they are. So listen, we know it's going to be a tough game, but as we've said early on in the season and plenty of times, I think it doesn't matter who we're playing. If we turn up and we do well, I think we can win against anybody. So that's what we believe.
And they're worthy champions as well, clearly, like you said, having done it so early and getting the results they have.
Yeah, no, obviously a really good team. And seeing that, like, they haven't just shown that for, like, they've shown that the whole season. And if you're champions in any other league, like, you're the best team, because the league table doesn't lie over 46 games. So yeah, they're a really good team.
Yes, Lass says plenty to look forward to against a very good Portsmouth side. Head coach Michael Skubala is pleased with how his team have coped with pressure in recent games and says his side have earned the right to take on the champions and try and reach those playoffs.
I think we've earned that right. We've earned that right to have the pressure match. You know, if we look back in early January, February, that, you know, we said if we could take it to this game, we'd do that. So I think it's another opportunity for us to try and get 3 points, which we're going to have to get. And we're going to have a go at the champions, and what better way to try and get into that playoffs? But it's going to be tough. We know how tough it's going to be. They're a great team. They're worthy champions in my eyes, so there's no doubt in my mind it's going to be a really tough game. But, you know, if you look at our form and their form in the last few games, or the last 15 games, we're about similar, so I think it could go either way.
It's an intriguing battle as well, isn't it, for that playoff place, because there's four teams now, Barnsley down to Blackpool, yourselves, and obviously Oxford, and there's so many little things that can change throughout the afternoon for people interested in it.
Yeah, everyone keeps asking me similar questions, or what can it be? When, for me, I think we've got the toughest game out of everybody, so Portsmouth is, for me, the toughest game, so you've got to expect all those other teams to win in my eyes, and, you know, so we have to win. And it'll get to a situation, people will say, oh, can it be a draw? I don't think it can, because at least Blackpool or Oxford, for me, are going to win the game. So if they win and we don't, then we're not in there. So, but, you know, we're in that position where if we win, we go through, which is nice to be. But yeah, for me, we just got to focus on winning and even if it gets into the last 10 minutes and teams are drawing, you can't concentrate on that because they could score in the last 2 minutes. So, yeah, we'll have one eye for sure live on the numbers, like everybody will ask, and we'll of course be conscious about it, and we'll have to make decisions on the day about it. But ultimately, I think we've got to win the game.
You've kind of robbed me of that question, but I'm still going to ask it, because it is the thing, isn't it, that you do have to be aware of results elsewhere. And frankly, if you decided to put all the iPads away and all the computers away, you got fans with smartphones behind you in the stand and opposite. Were we telling the players what's going on?
Yeah, no, we'll know exactly what's going on. We've got a plan for that on the bench. We know exactly what's going on. We'll know the score lines in a calm way to try and win the game. But you know, we will definitely know the permutations, and we know that already, what's going into it. But ultimately, when you keep looking and going back to it, it's going to be down to winning this game against a very good Portsmouth team.
And Portsmouth and yourselves, probably since January the 1st, of the two form teams in the league in terms of points.
Yeah, I think so. I think we're something like 42 and they've got 41 points. But you know what, we've done really well is defend really strong, and we're going to have to be like that on the same day, and then hopefully we can score goals against them. But people think they're on the beach. They're not. They're a professional team. I know John really well. He's a professional coach. They won't be coming here to lay down through any guys, if you know what I mean. So we know how tough this is going to be. But we play our way for 90 minutes. We can win the game.
And we've seen that, haven't we, so much recently. You know, in the Premier League, you see it, teams that you think that the top teams would go to and get a result, they don't. And then you can even look at the playoffs in non-league football at the moment, and teams that finish in the lower position are getting the results.
Yeah, it's tough because everybody's playing for points and everybody's professional. It's professional football. It's their job. It's our job. It's their job. Players are playing for contracts. Players are playing for a new deal. Players are playing to be picked in a team next year. Everybody wants to use this game to put a good show on, and I'm sure Portsmouth players, will think the same.
And going into the game, obviously a bit of good news off the pitch with the investment coming into the club. You had a chance to meet Ron, I think, this week as well.
Yeah, it's great. I met Ron and Andy, and it's a fantastic fantastic addition, if you like, to the team and the board. Lots of experience with the club and the baseball in America, as we know. But as you can see, again, I think the team off the pitch and Liam and the thing they're building around the football is really positive and going in the right direction. And that's all you need from, I think, as fans and as a football head coach, that you know the stuff off the pitch is going really well. And then it's for us on the pitch to try and get the job done, if you like, or try and be the best we can on the day.
Liam Scully jokingly said that yourself and Jez had said, you know, that money that's coming in, we can quite do with it in the transfer and the player budget.
Yeah, of course, it's like a little jibe, because I think that's where people think the money needs to come from all the time. But, you know, there's lots of places where we need to create and grow and build the club. Of course, I'd love the money to be on the pitch, but at the same sense, I think what Lincoln has done here way before my time is be clever and outsmart in terms of how it builds the club and not rush things too quick. And that's why I think we're in the situation we're in now, is because of that.
Talking about the game, a couple of things. Obviously, you've had fantastic support on the road in recent games, and of course, I know at the LNER, and you'll need every ounce of it on Saturday.
Yeah, I think so. And I think the players keep talking about how they think it's going to be rocking. They're just really excited for the fans and the place to be rocking. And they're really proud to be in this position, like I am and like the staff are. And, you know, if the fans are really proud and that place is rocking, then, you know, I think that's going to help, because I don't think Pompey are going to bring that too many fans, as we know. So I think if we're rocking the place and the fans are supporting us, I think it's going to be a tough afternoon for Pompey, and that's what we want to make it. We want it to be a tough place to come with a good atmosphere for us, and hopefully we can get the job done.
And the situation with injuries, when you were talking last week, you hinted that Rico might be able to come through and be available for Saturday. I think a lot of us who are aware he played for Portsmouth have got our idea about how that might affect a game, and Teddy, of course, as well.
Yeah, no, so Rico's not going to make it. So Rico's not going to make this one. Teddy's touch and go again. We've just got last minutes with Teddy to see if he does that. But unfortunately, Rico's not going to make this one. And I think Rico could be done. We've got a few more assessments to make of Rico, but I think Rico could be done for the season. But we'll have to see again on that.
And any other fresh issues that you've got with injuries?
No, we might have one player back. But we're, again, assessing that one. So we'll see.
Yeah, it's all set up for It's all set up for a cracking match, isn't it? The stadium is completely sold out, but if you can't get down for the game, don't forget you can watch it live on iFollow Imps.